This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of the Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you. Well, I think it's another session of the Sanity. I don't know about the rest of you. But I always appreciate the time that you spend with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. And I do mean part of the solution. Brad Dinkins will join us in a few minutes. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And they are very much active. You know, talk about how I would say get involved, engaged. Well, they are very much active in protecting your rights across the country in all kinds of, all kinds of legal issues that have to do with your kids, with your schools, with education, with your religious rights. You know, and not many people are doing that. In all sincerity, not many people are doing it at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always something going on, some crazy stuff in the news. It just never stops, right? Now, Hillary Clinton, she's back at it again, right? I mean, she's out there actually making comments about some of the things that Trump has done, and you have to stop and say, you've done the same things. I mean, she's run for president, she's failed twice. And which nowadays, you know, you look at it, like I said to you, at one point, you know, they stole the nomination for Bernie Sanders once with her, because she couldn't connect with people. There's a picture of her out there, which I can't show it to you, we're on radio. She looks drunk. It's not flattering her at all, but she looks drunk. Anyway, she started laughing when somebody said to her, she was up in the up at the Capitol. Actually, I can see him. It's not somebody. It was the state of Anthony Blinken. He welcomed home Senator Clinton. She gave a big smile, but I'm telling you, she looked drunk. It was hilarious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, she was the head of the Department of State from what, January 2009 to February 2013. And the only thing that woman will be remembered for is how she blew the Benghazi attack. Right? Four Americans got killed. Begging for help, they got killed because she couldn't be involved. She couldn't step up. She couldn't do anything. And then the private server. Judicial Watch broke that story back in 2015. You know, Trillia, all these things that the Dems have done over the years, Clinton and what have you, all of them are forgotten. They're never brought up by the left. Of course they're not going to tell on their own. I got that. I'm not stupid. But the reality, you know, again, with Hillary Clinton, what does she wipe out? 30-some-odd thousand? 30-some-odd thousand emails. He was told not to. But who's gonna throw her in jail? Nobody. You're right. Nobody cares enough. And the fact that, you know, Ambassador Chris Stevens, a man, he was killed in such a vicious way. And I'm not going to go over it again. Navy SEAL Tyrone Woods. Navy SEAL Glenn Doherty. Right? Diplomat Sean Smith. All of them. And then to add insult to injury, the Obama administration lied about the Benghazi attack. Remember, they blamed a YouTube video. Yes. That was it. And Clinton, she could care less. That simple. Because shortly after that attack, the email chain that included Hillary Clinton and her aide showed them putting together talking points about what started the attack in Libya. Including that Susan Rice, remember the Susan Rice lie? And, you know, the Obama White House had to approve it. Didn't go out on its own. Hillary also, she lied straight to the parents of the victims in Benghazi. The parents of the two Americans killed, they sued Hillary in federal court, claiming that she is liable for their deaths. And that went nowhere. You already knew that was going to go nowhere. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. They do it with such callousness, such coldness, I'll put it that way. Right? Cold. She wouldn't even admit that. Maybe they made some mistakes. I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious. If they would just open up and they would say, yeah, you know, we miscalculated that. We didn't do this. But frankly, they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. And they don't care. They've never been punished for it. Hey, what went down with Hillary, number one. Some of the emails we're seeing with Obama and Joe Biden. I don't get it. When is it that the certain group of people in this country are going to step up and wake up and decide that, you know what? Whether they're on our political team or not, they got to go. They just got to go. All right, Brad Dinkins shows us after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Okay, so this is why I love my listeners. I told a story about Hillary Clinton being back at the White House for whatever reason. And how she looked drunk. I mean, she really, truly looked drunk. And maybe a few, too many cocktails just before lunch. I don't know. The I just found out that she was there to be honored by the State Department for all her great work while she was at the State Department. And apparently, I love this, but apparently getting our embassy blown up, getting four Americans killed is honor-worthy in some way, shape, manner, or form. I just find it totally amazing. You want to talk about a skewed sense of reality? That party has it big time. And I don't see anybody a lot screaming about it. Don't see anybody on the left talking about it. No, not at all. Anyway, let's go to somebody who's a lot more sane than I am. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me. Brad, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing just great, Joe. Thank you.
You know, yeah, some of this stuff I have to read two or three times because I think they're like jokey stories. They're not real. And then I read them, I find out they're real. I'm going, no way, come on. It can't be like that. You know? So,
yeah.
Before we get rolling, tell people what PGAI is, what they do, and how they can help.
Oh, you bet. Pacific Justice Institute, PGAI. We're a nonprofit legal organization, and we're sort of unique in that, you know, we defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. But what makes us really special is that we don't just cherry pick, you know, just a few high profile or big game cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road anywhere where the American flag is flying. And that includes places far off in the Pacific Ocean. So we're very committed, and we do all our work without charge. And we also are unique that we have offices all over the country. We have the biggest footprint of offices all from coast to coast than any other organization, bar none, really having a real grassroots, you know, county by county, school district by school district impact at a local level, as well as, of course, on a state and federal level as well.
Yeah, you guys are great. I know you're great because I know some of the things that you've done. I know some of the people you've helped, and you've been a great help to a lot of parents, you know, needing help, and especially in California. Just trying to work through some of the crazy stuff going on here. So, Brad, I always appreciate what you do. What kind of hot cases have you got going on over there at PGAI that you're defending and that you've won or you're looking into?
Yeah, well, we've got an interesting case that we've just recently settled, and it was a real important case coming out of Idaho. And it was involving a bus driver. And this bus driver decided that he wanted to attend a rally that was on behalf of a student who was speaking up with his beliefs with regards to you know, his moral convictions, and so but they weren't politically correct, and because they weren't, he was prevented from graduating. So this bus driver, in his own time, decided that he would attend this rally. Well, what happens? He attends the rally, and he is fired for, as a private citizen, attending a rally on his own time in support of a student. He was fired. Well, we at Pacific Justice Institute didn't take this lightly, and we filed a lawsuit on his behalf, and I'm pleased to announce that we reached a very nice settlement on behalf of this bus driver, and a very nice settlement, and hopefully the school district there in Idaho has learned the error of their ways, and hopefully other school districts will learn from it as well. They can't silence and punish their employees for attending a rally or what they say outside school hours and on their own private time.
Sure, Brad. The only problem with this is that the fine money, the fines paid, the fees paid are paid by, you know, taxpayers. If the school district or the board members,
right,
or have you individually haven't been hurt. You know, the laws,
right,
need to change so that when stuff like this happens and the board approves of things like this, the board becomes independently, you know, liable for the damage they do to these people. Otherwise, they don't care. They don't care about the tax dollars. Agreed?
You are correct on that, actually. You know, we've seen school districts sometimes just act just irresponsibly in doing things, thinking, well, you know, we're sued, but who cares? We don't pay for it out of our own pockets, and our political cause and agenda is worth having the taxpayers, you know, sacrifice for this, you know, litigation that is brought against us for violating the rights of parents or students or being hostile to people with conservative or Christian beliefs. So we see that happening, and it is a shame because people need to recognize when they elect school board members, they're really electing stewards of their assets.
Yeah,
because that's what taxes are. They're for the public good and benefit, and if they're, you know, do things that cause senseless lawsuits, the people are the ones who end up paying the price.
Yeah, it really is crazy. I'm just amazed, you know, sitting in my position, on a school board. We're constantly told by legal counsel and others that, you know, here's what the state slash county will cover you on from a liability standpoint. If you step over these boundaries, if you fight against one of these mandates, because all of them aren't just laws, but they're mandates, even though they don't make sense in their bed, they won't cover you. They can't protect you. And it scares most trustees. Most of them will say, well, look, I don't have the money to fight this. I don't have the ability to fight this kind of thing. I need to make sure I stay on that straight and narrow. That's where they're coming from.
Right.
Not, and it's just not good. It's not a comfortable place. Again, in my world, I get $411 a month before taxes, you know, with all the work that we do. And to take on a lawsuit or to be threatened with a lawsuit in and of itself is enough to, you know, get people to back down or get some of these people to back down. So,
it is encouraging. It really is.
Yeah.
When we see, you know, victories like this, and hopefully the taxpayers will boot out those school board members who, you know, these kind of policies that are so outrageously unconstitutional. And we're just glad that we were there to step in to defend this bus driver, school bus driver, because if we hadn't, he would have been squashed and out of a job, and he would not have been able to defend himself without a doubt.
So I will run an article by you today that was in, I think it was USA Today, and they asked the question if it was lawful for religious schools to dismiss LGBTQ plus educators. Now, the reason I read the title to you is because these are the things that catch people's eyes. A lot of times people only read the first couple sentences, and they think they know the whole story. But in this particular case, now what they're trying to say is in the United States, the legality of a religious school dismissing an LGBTQ teacher raises some real complex questions. I want to hit some of this on the other side of the break, get your opinion. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre urged House Republicans to prevent a government shutdown.
It is up to them to fix whatever chaos is going on right now with these extreme Republicans in the House. It is up for them to fix.
She emphasized the importance of passing funding legislation by week's end, urging Republicans to honor the deal negotiated by President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy in May. Jean-Pierre warned that a shutdown would harm ordinary Americans. Some conservative lawmakers are pushing for significant spending cuts in any funding bill. After week three of this year's NFL schedule, it's a little bit too early to know who's going to be playing football at the Super Bowl in February, but we do know for certain who's going to be on stage for the halftime show. Grammy-winning R&B singer Usher will headline the Super Bowl 58 halftime show at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas on February 11th, 2024. Skip Kelly, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said, write it down. I know, nobody writes down anything anymore. PJI.org. PJI.org. Pacific Justice Institute. Doing great things out there to keep you safe. Make sure your rights, that you have your rights. My God, we're very close to losing them, but make sure you have your rights to fight for your kids and fight what, you know, for your religious liberties. Brad, always great when you join me.
It's always a pleasure to be on the program. Thank you, Joe.
You know, so I was telling you about the story in USA Today and about the way they title it. Is it lawful for religious schools to dismiss the LGBTQIA, BCD, FG educators? And they make it sound like the religious school just simply fired somebody for being gay. When in reality, according to when you sign up to work here, when you fill out your application, when you sign your agreement, you agree that you won't be involved in any kind of things that are against the Bible, lifestyles, that kind of stuff, and LGBTQ relationships and that kind of things are against Scripture. So they fired this person for again, pretty much for lying in the application and for being in the same-sex marriage. Now, they're claiming discrimination. What say you?
Yeah, it's people conducting their rights and their conscience and their religious beliefs pursuant to the Constitution's First Amendment. If the government can come in and tell a church or a Christian school that you have to hire people that are living a lifestyle in total disagreement with your faith and what, say, for example, for Christians, what the Bible teaches, or for Jewish people, what the Torah teaches, or for Muslims, what the Quran teaches, then we don't have religious freedom. We have a totalitarian state pushing only one ideology, one belief, one religion, if you will, which is the LGBTQ dogmatics have. And that's really what we have. We don't have a free country. So, you know, was it clearly against the religious beliefs of that school? Well, of course it was. Same-sex marriage, same-sex sex acts are a clear violation of what the scriptures teach in both the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Multiple passages, front to back, cover to cover. It's along the lines with adultery and fornication. It's very clearly spelled out. So when someone deliberately goes to work for a religious institution and then they're fired for not complying with the beliefs of that institution, in fact, even deceptive about their lifestyle, and they think that somehow they can file a lawsuit and be vindicated, it's insane. It's a clear violation of the rights of this religious institution. And let me make this very clear. We at Pacific Justice Institute are ready to stand by and represent any church, any religious institution, any religious school that is sued by thugs trying to push their intolerant, closed-minded way upon others and try to step on their right to have free beliefs and religious freedom here in the United States of America. We'll do that anytime, and we'll do it always without charge.
So a secondary case, I like throwing these things at you because you explain them so well. There was a fellow by the name of Matthew Barrett. He sued the Academy Catholic Girls High School, and I know about this school. After his job offer was rescinded upon the school discovering he was in a same-sex marriage. Now, the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled in favor of the teacher and allowed the teacher to go to work there and be paid, you know, back salaries and all that. And what his defense was, he used Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. A federal law prohibits employers from discriminating based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. But my take, again, this is a Catholic, a religious school you know you're going into. He hadn't signed the agreement yet. So that's what they kind of created this issue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If they had taken that to the Supreme Court, do you think they would have won?
I think the religious institution would have won.
Yeah.
It's a shame it didn't go to the Supreme Court. I think this Supreme Court in particular understands the importance of religious freedom, religious tolerance. It is insane to compel a religious institution to have someone working for them whose lifestyle is completely divergent and disrespectful of their purpose for their existence. It makes absolutely no sense at all to force them to do that. It was a bad decision. The reality is, Joe, we have state Supreme Courts that are oftentimes very lopsided with judicial activists with agendas that don't respect their oath, of office, and do not respect the necessity of maintaining the original intent and protection of the not only U.S. Constitution but the state Constitution. We see that. We have it up in Washington State. It's a classic example of a state Supreme Court gone awry that has proven itself to be a non-respecter of the U.S. Constitution or even their own Constitution and put politics and their own agendas first. And it's really disgraceful when we see this happen. But that's one reason why people need to be very serious when they go to the polls and they vote for governors because, you know, governors in most states are the ones who initiate the nomination of people on their state Supreme Courts, and that's sort of the precipitous of what we see happening. We can have great systems of government, great structures, but when you have people who do not have integrity and respect laws or respect their state constitutions for their own ideological gains, it's very dangerous.
All right, some rapid fire issues here in California. Governor Newsom, he just signed about six or seven bills that really hate religious people, number one. Number two, just make it almost impossible to operate. So AB5, that he signed into law, it will implement timelines for mandatory LGBTQ+ cultural competency training by public school facilities and staff. You can't opt out for religious objections. Is that something you think you can challenge?
It's very difficult to challenge because the courts, unfortunately, have held that orientation training for employees involving non-discrimination of different groups or tolerance toward different groups is generally a understood to be a compelling state interest, if you will. I don't agree with that precedent, but it will be very difficult to challenge that.
Okay. AB 223, it will require courts to keep confidential any petition by a minor for a change of gender and sex identifier.
Yeah. That is an outrageous violation of the fundamental rights of parents over their children. You know, the problem with this is it assumes on its face that parents are dangerous.
Yep.
The courts in the past have held, like, for example, social workers can't just take children. They have to show that there's a reasonable suspicion of abuse or neglect, and they can't keep the child away from parents unless they're able to prove that it's more likely than not that the child is going to be harmed or is harmed. So that's what we looked at as far as law and precedent. I think this has a very good chance of not surviving judicial scrutiny at the end of the day. It's a clear violation of the rights of parents, assuming parents are, in essence, dangerous for their children. In reality, it's the other way around. Public schools are much more of a danger when we look at these kind of issues.
Yeah, he signed a whole bunch of laws forcing institutions, businesses, and such to change the names of these minors legally once they go through the court system. It's just amazing. AB 994 ensures that law enforcement use people's chosen names, not even legal, chosen names and gender identities when sharing information about people they arrest on social media. Let me see. To direct cities and counties to advise applicants for business licenses that single-user restrooms must be labeled all genders. I love this. They don't pay attention to what they're putting out there, what they're doing. And the only thing people are talking about right now, really, is the bill that he is vetoing that would force a judge to give custody to the child that will affirm that child's change of gender in a divorce proceeding. That's just amazing.
Yeah. That is extremely outrageous, because the general rule of law, that has been established is that courts in these situations are to do what's in the child's best interest. This law truncates that. It says no. What's more important than the child's best interest and the overall fact,
right, we got to go to break. Yeah. I'll let you finish on the other side, but this is important. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, after this.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. I am back. Hopefully you're back too. Joe Massini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here, paying attention, taking notes. Brad Dacus is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a wonderful organization that protects your rights, your kids' rights, your religious freedoms, you know, and just protecting your constitutional rights as a whole. Always always have fun. I always get so much from you, Brad, when you're on the show. I've learned so much from listening to you talk about these issues and things, and I've gone from hopelessness in some situations and knowing, okay, if you're out there fighting it, we might have a fighting chance here to move through some of this stuff. We're talking about the crazy stuff going on here in California, and more parents are losing their rights to know what's going on with their children. It's very scary. It's very dangerous, actually, right?
Yeah, California is becoming more and more of a dangerous state in particular, but also New York is another state, Washington, Oregon, Illinois, which is basically controlled by Chicago. These are just a number of states that keep passing laws that are attacking parental rights, hostile to parents' rights, and it's all the more justification for more and more people to leave those states and go to states that really salute freedom, protect parental rights, respect religious freedom, and are tolerant towards people of different faiths, are not intolerant, closed-minded, you know, tyrannical, one way is the only way, which is what we see a kind of ideology in California in terms of our laws and our governor and our legislators.
Well, don't you find it interesting, though, seriously, that they perceive us Christians, conservatives, as being dogmatic, one way? I do nothing but laugh when I hear that stuff because I'm thinking to myself, no, we're not. We're open. We'll discuss. You want to live your life? Fine. Just leave me alone. But you won't hear any of that. They say that's not true. Just the mere fact that we're against it shows that we're not open and understanding.
Yeah. They're blind and they don't even see the hypocrisy of their ways. It is disturbing, but unfortunately it's manifesting itself in legislation that, begs for constitutional challenge at times, when it's, when the bias and one-sidedness is put into black and white on paper and made into law.
Now, there was a ruling to keep down, and I want to talk to you about verbiage, because people, I tell them, you got to pay attention to the way these judges come down and the way they write their rulings. So a judge in New Jersey, he ruled that three school districts in the state are not obliged to inform parents if their child is transitioning. Now, Democrats are fighting to stop that in that state from parents being told. However, the way that's written, I know you'd have to read the whole ruling, but the way that's written, if the judge says, look, because there are parents that are suing to force the school district to tell, but the school district, based on this, could say, no, we are going to put a policy in place. We are going to force our teachers or counselors, whatever, to tell the parents when the kids are going through this. And the judge hasn't stopped them from doing that, right? By wording it that way.
Exactly. That wording is very important. It didn't say that school districts can't have policies that are pro-parent rights and parent-friendly. It just says they don't have to. That's really basically what the court held. And I principally would disagree with even that decision. I think, courts have held, our Supreme Court has already held more than once that parents have a fundamental right over the education, health, welfare, moral, and religious instruction of their children. I would disagree with that principally, but even then we need to acknowledge it's not a prohibition against school districts respecting
right.
parental rights at all.
Now, if the judge had come down, I don't like to do what ifs, but hey, if the judge comes down or came down and said, hey, look, no, you're prohibited from telling the parents anything about their child. Is this one of those cases you could take to the Supreme Court and make the case that, parents have a right to know the mental health of their children, the health of their children?
Yes, absolutely yes, because parents are the legal guardians of their children. That's not just a little symbolic title. It's a title of legal authority over their children, and that does not go on pause when a child goes into a public school or a public place or a government institution. Now, the government can take away that guardianship. They can become the legal guardians under certain circumstances and conditions, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about school districts or the state wanting to circumvent rights of parents from parents that have done nothing to justify or warrant that circumventing of their rights.
Yeah, it's always, again, it's just amazing to me what they try to get away with. Well, actually, what they do get away with, because in a lot of cases, these laws aren't fought. I know that right now, Gavin Newsom, he's assigned a law that bars school boards, ready for this, from banning books. Now, they say it's based on racial or gender teachings, which is really funny because our school board, many school boards up and down the state right now are dealing with books like Genderqueer or This Book is Gay, where they actually have illustrations of oral sex and, male-on-male sex, whatever. Those could be, or I would suggest, if there are other trustees listening, Those are books that you would ban, if you would, based on pornographic content, because you actually have pictures, you have illustrations of how to have sex. No place right. on the school campus, because that, is that something you could defend?
Yeah, exactly. School districts that are banning obscene materials, pictures or photos of actual sex acts, yeah, that's a different than what that legislation would actually, I believe, could be merited to apply to. In addition, it in no way prevents school districts from bringing in books, materials that have a very healthy perspective with regards to sex and sexuality, with a different viewpoint. It doesn't. In fact, in essence, you could even argue that legislation would protect materials, books, and videos, and other materials brought in with a more traditional or conservative, healthy viewpoint when it comes to sex, sexuality, sexual relationships. And that is something I think that school districts throughout the state of California who are impacted by this should jump on and start looking to, okay, what can we bring in to counter this that parents would approve and that would be actually healthy, safe, and statistically beneficial instead of harmful like some of this other material.
Yeah, it was funny that the bill was put in place, brought forward by, we know who he is, Senator Wiener, who just seems to only be able to find or only be able to pass or push through some kind of sexual, any kind of sexual kid bill. He's all over
right.
it. But the bill garnered a lot of attention because I think it was Temecula came out this summer. They rejected a social studies curriculum for elementary students that had material teaching about Harvey Milk, who was a now this is really funny because he was a San Francisco politician and gay rights advocate. He was also a pedophile. So
right.
you have to sit here and say to yourself, the fight on that one, I would still ban that book. And I would turn around and say, here's my fight. I'm not going to hold up. Now, you find me another gay rights person, but I'm not going to hold up in high esteem someone who, if I ever, today at the 60-plus years old, if I decided I was going to have sex with a 16-year-old girl at one of our high schools, you think I'd be held up as a hero?
Right. No, you wouldn't be.
I'd be in jail. They take me off the campus in handcuffs.
Right. But if your sexual decision, though, is involving a young child and it's the same sex, there's a different standard implicitly by policies like this, and Harvey Milk is a classic example of that, which just shows you how twisted and warped and extreme this movement has become. And it's and unfortunately, children in our schools, our public schools, are paying the price. And once again, that's one reason why I just want to encourage people out there. If you have your child in a public school, please, for their sake, and you're in a state like California or New York, start taking a look at other options, other alternatives, charter schools, private schools, homeschooling, homeschool co-ops. We at PJI have been working to help further those alternatives all across the United States for parents in these terrible situations because of the changing times.
Oh, yeah, it just never stops. And then he's touting the fact that he signed a bill on Monday to increase penalties for child traffickers. And the funny thing about it was, initially, they turned this bill down. They weren't even going to bring it out of committee. And he never said a word until there was such an outcry from the public that he kind of poked the committee to bring that law through and push it through. And he knows there will be very few DAs in the state right now that will take that on. Hey, real quick, because we're running out of time here. Again, tell people how to get a hold of you, how to get a hold of PGI, how they can help.
You bet. If they like information on parents' rights, how to protect your families, and how to have an impact, or to support our work and become a member of PGI, just go to pji.org, pji.org.
Well, Brad, again, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for keeping up the fight. I so much appreciate it. People, I'll be back with you in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.